Off the ball.
Rugby.
I think that win in Dublin was probably ahead of where they were. That was a bonus win in terms of it. And getting into the top four and being in that conversation is very, very positive. There's huge, huge positives.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
All right, it's brilliant to be joined by Keith Ryan, Upper Church Drumban, captain ahead of the AIB GAA Hurling All-Ireland Intermediate Club Championship final this weekend between Tyrone and Upper Church Drumban. A historic club championship season that's been defined by thrilling encounters and unprecedented journeys, and it culminates in the eagerly anticipated Intermediate and Junior Club Finals taking centre stage on Saturday, January the 10th. Keith Ryan, how is life this week?
Great, Tommy. No, we're just all really looking forward to it, I suppose. You drive around the parish and you can see flags hanging up and best of luck signs. So I think everyone around the parish, and team included, are all just can't wait for the game to throw in on Saturday evening.
That's class. You have to enjoy it, right? You have to embrace these moments. And you've had big days throughout the year. You've had an intermediate county final. You've had a Munster final. Does it get easier?
I wouldn't say easier, but no, you definitely have to enjoy it because look, you train and play games for days like that this coming Saturday. They're there to be enjoyed, and if you can't enjoy days like this, like you won't enjoy anything. So no, definitely enjoy it. Yeah.
Talk to us about Upper Church Drumban. You're not a million miles from Thurles. You're surrounded by a lot of probably big clubs of pedigree. You boys yourselves, you were in an intermediate or a senior semi-final a couple of years ago and you got relegated. Just talk to us about your parish maybe and where you're from and the people that make it for you.
Yeah, exactly. We're a small rural place in mid Tipperary, just outside Thurles. You know, we probably punched above our weight for a few years at senior level and stuff. Unfortunately, we got relegated, like you said, a couple of years ago, but we're lucky enough to bounce back up this year. But no, as I said, small rural place, you kind of, everyone knows each other, a lot of relatives within the parish, nice close-knit place, you know everyone and everyone kind of rows in behind each other. So real sense of community there within the hurling, without the hurling, yeah.
Yeah, like in terms of like pedigree and trying to get to where you want to get to, like leading your club to Croke Park is a monstrous achievement.
Yeah, it's incredible. Like if you told us at the start of the year that we'd be in this scenario, I don't think we would have believed you. But just as the year went on, like game by game, we just kind of grew in confidence, especially after winning the county championship. We just really kind of came into our own and had a little bit more freedom, I suppose, when the pressure was off.
What was October, November like? Because I think you're in a senior football semi-final as well, and you're a small club. You're trying to juggle both of these things, and it's very difficult to do. It's very difficult to do both codes. But I think some clubs that do it might have bigger picks, bigger panels, maybe.
Yeah, like we don't really have a huge pick per se, but like we're picking from the same pool of players between hurling and football. But like the way the championship runs is we're on every second week hurling and football. So during the week you're not doing too much training, which is grand that way. But like games are what you want to be playing. Like you're playing every week, so you're just enjoying it. And yeah, the football is great as well. Like I think it feeds into the hurling, gives you that break when you want it as well mentally. So. Yeah, no.
Yeah, talk to me about maybe the people in Upper Church Drumban that would have been an influence on maybe your generation and who was coaching you or bringing you along the way. I know the school probably played a big role in that as well, but the club is such an important part in all rural parishes.
Yeah, absolutely. Like you said, the school, there's actually only one school in Upper Church, between Upper Church and Drumban, so everyone goes to that school and you know everyone from a young age. And then you get involved with the club underage. There's some great player or great managers there and coaches along the way. Some of the ones I had, my father was lucky enough to have him involved with me since I was under six all the way up to minor, I think. We had our fair few disputes along the way, but no, there's some numerous people I could name them, but they're all great and just everyone wants the best for the future generation of Upper Church, I suppose. And it's great to be inspiring them future kids to play for Upper Church.
That's, I'd say, when you boys rocked in with the Munster title or the Tipperary title into Scoil Isagon, I'd say it was pandemonium.
Yeah, no, we were met by a few chance on the way in, but it was great. Like, it really puts it into perspective when you see young lads smiling up at you and they're kind of wishing they were you in a couple of years' time. So that's what it's all about, really. You're putting a smile on them lads' faces and maybe letting them dream of being us in a few years to come.
John Harrington, who would be a colleague in journalism, wrote a brilliant piece on GA.ie about your grandfather, Paddy Ryan. And, just reading the piece during the week, I'm sure there's a Paddy Ryan in nearly every parish around the country, but he was very special, I'm sure, to you boys and to the club and Upper Church Drumban as well. Such an influence on maybe how things have worked there in the last while. And he obviously passed away, I think, nearly a decade ago, but he sounded like a very influential person in your life as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Look, from a young age, Packy was collecting me off the bus after school each day, bringing me back to his place, giving me a bit of food or whatever. And sometimes the bringing me outside, hurling against the wall was more important than doing the homework with Packy. But no, ever since I'm a young lad, look, he's bringing me off to matches, no matter where they are. There could be challenge matches, but Uncle Kenny or somewhere, and he'd bring us on. And no, the man just loved hurling, loved talking about hurling. No matter who you are or what you are, like, he had time to talk to you. Like, he was great that way. And he just absolutely loved Upper Church Drumban Club. And I think I've picked up a bit of that off him along the way. So yeah, no, he was massive influence in my career.
Yeah, the club, like how you're captain, right? And you've been leading this team in the last little while, but how much of a place has it for you in your life? Like, is it everything? Are you able to find that balance, Keith, you know?
I think it's important to find that balance in life, because, like, at some stage you're not going to have that hurling anymore. Like, as life progresses, you're going to have to move on from it. But no, definitely a massive part of my life, I suppose, growing up, and it still is, and hopefully will be for the next number of years, all going well.
You've had a serious journey over the last little while. I'm just going through the results and reading a few of the reports from the games, and I had an eye on the Daynesford game as well. They've all been in the melting pot. They've all gone down to the wire. A lot of them have anyways. And even the three hurling finals that we've got, the junior, the intermediate, the senior, the bookies are calling this one as the closest one. So that's not something that'll frighten you either, coming up against Tyrone and maybe the odds being a little shorter, but it's a good mark of a team to be able to get through games the way that you have over the last couple of weeks and months as well.
Yeah, no, definitely. Like you said, we've been through some serious battles along the way. Even going back to the group stages in the Tip Championship, we had our final group game against Ballina, actually, in the Tip Championship, and we were down by 2 points with a minute left on the clock. I think we were going out of the championship, and we got a last minute goal to put us top of the group. So, like, we've been through tight games and thankfully got out the right side of them. So hopefully that will stand to us this coming weekend. But no, Turin will be a next level test again, so we're just hoping to bring that bit more.
Talk to me about the boss man, Liam Dunphy, because I was listening to him chatting to Paul Carroll after the Munster win and the Tip Intermediate win as well. There's no messing with him. He's straight into the dressing room warning you that you've not done one and that Christmas isn't going to be as fun as it usually is. But he seems like a good character to have him, over.
Yeah, absolutely. No, Liam's a top man, absolute hurling fanatic, I suppose. His knowledge of the game is absolutely incredible, I suppose. I've never really seen it before. But no, he just wants the best for us, and he knows what's best for us. So sometimes has to tell us a few home truths or whatever. But
What
no,
do you mean you've never seen it before?
like, his knowledge of the game and his analysis of opposition, he just has ever. Down to a T. Like, it's incredible. I can't really put it into words. Like, it's been great for us this year. We know exactly what we need to do in games and what we don't need to do, and tactically has got it right so far. So hopefully it'll be the same.
Yeah, there's an added bit of pressure this week. There's an added bit of, maybe fanfare. You have to do things like this as captain and represent the club. How are you going to protect your own headspace and energy and all that sort of thing this week as you're preparing for, the All-Ireland Intermediate final?
Yeah, look, I suppose it's a bit of a cliche, but, like, I'm just gonna prepare like I would for any other game. Look, you can say it's another game, but obviously it's a bit more than that. I think you just need to focus your mind, and getting back to the field tomorrow night for training and puck around with the lads will do me the world of good, and just lead it into Saturday again. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Look, we'll be chatting to Fergal Boland from Tyrone later on. They're a team with, serious stock and pedigree in Mayo. They've won a number of championships in the last little while. What's it like prepping and I know it'll be video analysis and in clubs and stuff and trying to get ready and figure out the styles and the I suppose the habits of different teams and you know you had to beat the Kilkenny and Leinster champions the last time and now you're up against the Mayo and Connacht champions.
Yeah, look, it doesn't get any easier, I suppose. After winning the last day, we're up against another huge test. I know Tyrone have been in Croke Park a couple of years ago and lost out narrowly to Monaleen side, who've got on well in Limerick. So, no, we know what we're up against, and look, we're just hopefully the boys can get it right on the sideline and we can get it right on the pitch on the day, and case God come off the right side of it.
Well, Keith Ryan, thanks very much for chatting to us on Off the Ball and very best luck this weekend in the AIB Hurling Intermediate Club Final. Upper Church Drumband taking on Tyrone. It's going to be a hell of an occasion this weekend and I hope you enjoy it. Okay, ahead of the AIB GAA Hurling All-Ireland Intermediate Club Championship Final between Tyrone and Upper Church Drumband this weekend, I'm delighted to be joined by Fergal Boland. A historic club championship season that's been defined by thrilling encounters and unprecedented journeys culminates in an eagerly anticipated AIB GAA Hurling Intermediate and Junior Club Finals doubleheader taking centre stage this Saturday, January the 10th. Fergal Boland, how are things? You keeping well?
All good, Tommy. Yeah, all good. Yeah, looking forward to the weekend now. I suppose we've had a good season up to date, so can't wait now for Saturday evening.
How do you deal with weeks like this, Fergal? You're well used to being involved with Tyrone in these stages and Mayo football as well in the latter stages of competitions. How do you deal with them?
Yeah, I suppose it's kind of I kind of look forward to them. I don't see them as a I suppose a burden or anything like that. I see it as a big opportunity to I suppose trying to win on the big day. So it's mainly just embracing it, embracing the last weekend we had a meet and greet with our supporters and our club and just really enjoy because I know, your playing career is short enough. You just have to make the most out of these days. So yeah, just enjoy it really.
Is there little things that you can do on a match day? I know you don't want to change things too much, but I was chatting to Paul Gainey at the weekend and I just asked him about the late two-pointer. You'd be well
Yeah.
to kick two-pointers yourself, but a late two-pointer that he'd kicked in that game and he spoke about being injured over the last little while. He hasn't got a huge amount of game time on the field, but the Wednesday and the Saturday beforehand, he'd been out with the size five. He'd been noticing the difference in the lack of wind, maybe the cold air. With hurling, obviously, touch is so important. Are you doing extra little bits this week or what are you at?
Yeah, like in fairness, hurling, we're kind of always doing something every day. Like even it's to clear the head more than anything. Even like on the way up to Dublin this morning, I just pulled in a local GAA pitch and just did 20 minutes of pucking. So yeah, with hurling, you kind of, even with the wet slither and the greasy surface, you nearly have to, your touch has to be razor sharp. So it's always, you kind of have to keep fine tuning it. You can't leave the hurling in the boot for 3 or 4 days. You have to kind of keep doing a small bit every day. So it's trying to keep on top of that.
Was it a random spot in Longford or is it the same pitch that you always pull into on the way up to Dublin?
No, it was actually in Milltown in Galway,
Oh, lovely.
and the kind of lights were fading on the way up. I'd say they were kind of half mad, as in, what the hell is this buck at here? So I kind of kept my head down and just did a bit of pucking and then
Yeah.
heading on the road again.
Pure football country in Milltown, obviously, isn't
Yeah,
it?
that's it.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So listen, Tyrone, you've had some unbelievable journeys over the last couple of years. Ever since you kind of there was that watershed moment in 17, right? When you
Yeah.
won the first side outside of Galway to win a Connacht Intermediate. Am I right with that?
Yeah, you are. Yeah. We've I suppose from like back when I started playing in 13, 14, we were struggling, to be honest, to win county titles. Ballyhonus had won a lot. And then 17 we won, we got over the line. And then ever since then we've had a few unbelievable years. We've been lucky enough to get over the line in Connacht finals. We obviously got to Croke Park back in 23 against Monaleen and just fell short. But we've had some, to be honest, we've had some unbelievable days, some of the best days of my life and my sporting career. So long may they continue, and hopefully we'll have another one on Saturday evening.
Yeah, it's special to be on that sort of a journey with a group, and I'm sure a lot of
Yeah.
the, I'm sure you've had different lads coming in and maybe fellas stepping away as well, but probably the core of that team has remained throughout that journey, have they?
Yeah, it is. It's to be honest, it's been practically the same players. Maybe four or five younger lads have kind of come through, but it's the same players that I was playing back in 14 or 15 that are still playing now. And it's unbelievable, to be honest. You're kind of, you pinch yourself when you're playing with your club in Croke Park once, but to get the opportunity to do it twice is something unbelievable. And it's memories, I suppose, that'll stay with you for the rest of your career.
What changed? You mentioned obviously Ballyhonus have a huge hurling pedigree as well, but what changed for Tyrone around that time when you kind of made that breakthrough?
Yeah, like I actually distinctly remember meeting in my kitchen with my brother and a few of the other lads, the main stalwarts of the club, and we were like, what do we need to do here? And we kind of got a core group of five or six lads who really bought into it. And then gradually we got more and more lads to buy in every single year. And just lads are honestly, they're cracked into hurling. There's not a day that the lights aren't on touring pitch where lads aren't playing hurling. And it's kind of mad, to be honest. A lot of our players are just playing hurling. I know in a football in my county, it's hard to believe. I think the Mayo lads think I'm mad in the head playing hurling, but it's part of who we are. We're all incredibly proud of our club and where we're from. It's a huge part of our identity. So it just, I suppose, getting lads to buy into it, and then obviously success helps that along the way. It feeds into the momentum, and it's been a good few years.
Course it does. It fuels that hunger. Success breeds more success, and you want
That's
more.
it.
Talk to us about the I suppose that love for hurling, and maybe the rest of the boys maybe thinking you're a bit mad, because in counties like Mayo and maybe counties like Meath or other counties around the country where hurling isn't as traditional, the main powerhouse sport, it's very, very, it's kept alive in pockets and small passionate pockets, but maybe not elsewhere. So what caught it for you, or what kind of lit that fire for you?
I suppose my hurling club is touring, which would be and the football club would be Athmore. So I'm actually literally over the ditch of the hurling clubs. I'm right in the middle of touring. So I had, I suppose, no other option but to be massively ingrained in hurling and touring. And as I said, it's a huge part of my identity. I'm a hurler or whatever, and play football as well. But it's a massive love for me. I'm incredibly proud of the club. I'm incredibly grateful of where I grew up. And it's gas, the lads, and when you're going in and out of Mayo training, some of them, in fairness, they're really good. They'd be always wishing you luck. A few of them are ex-hurlers. Zado has played a good bit. Robbie Henley's played a good bit as well. So they all know the crack with hurling. I suppose I feel lucky to be born to where I am in the middle of the village, and that I've got the opportunity to play with touring and had some great days.
Yeah, that's brilliant. You're up against another village, I suppose, in Upper Church, Drumban, this weekend. It was Monaleen 2 years ago, as you mentioned, the Munster champions once more in an All-Ireland final. I believe you boys are hoping to right some wrongs the last day, because that game against Monaleen, look, it was a titanic tussle. It went right down to the wire that day. But those days probably live with you, because you don't get a huge amount of opportunities to bring your club to Croke Park.
Yeah, that's it. When you play that game, you think that's going to be the last time you're going to be with your club in Croke Park. And to be honest, I've watched that game back, I'd say 20 times in the last couple of weeks. And
Really?
although we actually played really well in that game, and Moline were a very good side. And in fairness, they've gone on to play really well in the Limerick Senior Championship. So obviously it was disappointing that day. So yeah, trying to, I suppose, go one better the weekend. And again, we know I'd be. I follow a lot of hurling around the country, so I'm fairly familiar with Upper Church. They're in senior 2 years ago. They beat Loughmore Castellani in the group 2 or 3 years ago, so they're obviously their big hurling pedigree as well. So
For
it'll
sure.
be a massive task in our hands.
Not everyone admits to watching these games back. I mean, do you know what? Maybe some people just can't. What, look, why did you feel the need to watch it back so many times?
To be honest, I'm just obsessed with GA. So I would. About an hour or two before I go to bed, I'm always on, whether it's watching trainings back, whether watching games back. So I just actually love watching games. I suppose I kind of that was a big I suppose achievement for the club to get to Croke Park that time. And it's not just, I suppose, that game I watched back. I watched a number of games back, and I just really enjoy watching sport and watching hurling and football especially.
Yeah, you can tell. With life with the Mayo footballers, it's always a bit of a journey. It's always really interesting. It's always a bit of fun, and like whatever is kind of written and said about the era of maybe Kevin McStay and Stephen Rochford, you had so many close calls. I was in the hide when you had kicked that late score, hadn't you? And Donegal get the next kick out. Patton gets the kick out to Moore, and suddenly they go on to an All-Ireland final, and it changes things. So, like, was hurling a release for you sometimes? Was it an added kind of benefit to get away from the, because it is madness in a county like Mayo that are so obsessed with their football.
No, in fairness, it is obviously there's a lot of close attention to the Mayo Club Football Championship in Mayo. So that would be obviously you'd be massive crowds of that, and it'd be heavily followed, whereas the hurling probably wouldn't be as followed as closely in the early stages. So it's really nice. I find the release are really good, to be honest. We could be playing football championship on a Saturday evening. We could be going down to Clare on a Monday evening playing a hurling championship. So it's do you know, if you play good or bad in a game, you always have another game maybe 24, 48 hours later. So I find it, to be honest, a really good release, and I like, you know, balancing the two. I know people are kind of saying, you know, dual players are kind of on the way out, but I, to be honest, I love going between the two. I feel it kind of keeps you fresh. I think they bounce both bounce really well off each other. So I, to be honest, I love doing the two, and I'll stay doing the two for as long as I can.
That's great to hear. Obviously, you need people kind of working together above you as well to be able to figure it out. What's the new man been like in Mayo, Andy Moran, a former teammate of yours as well? Has he worked with you with the hurling over the last little while? I know you're
Oh, yeah,
involved
he's
as well.
been, to be fair, Andy's been brilliant. Obviously, played with Andy, and the energy he brings to the place is unbelievable. It's an unbelievable environment to be a part of, to be honest. And he's obviously, he wouldn't be a mad hurling man himself, but he's been really encouraging to me. He knows, I suppose, he knows how much this means to me, and he knows how much we've put into this over the last few years trying to get back to O'Park. So he's been really accommodating in terms of that. And yeah, no, I'm actually really looking forward after the weekend. Obviously, the focus turns back to football, so I'm really looking forward to going back into training Tuesday night and having a crack at another year. So yeah,
Yeah, that'll be exciting. But you've got bigger fish to fry for the
that's
next
it.
couple of days. And
Yeah,
I know, I think you've been released from the kind of Mayo panel the last couple of weeks to focus on this. In terms of a footballer, you've always been somebody who is not afraid to take risks and backs your skills. And, you know, I believe the new rules will certainly suit you. Kind of half forward, maybe third forward up, sort of a footballer. What sort of a hurler are you?
It's probably more kind of a, I play a good bit around the middle in the hurling, so kind of probably not an automatic scorer, as opposed to, I'm kind of merely, I suppose, a link player between the backs and the forward. So I like to get forward. I suppose I've always that forward in me, so you're always trying to get on the scoreboard and always trying to score. So more of a, I suppose, a link player, very similar to be honest, to football. But
Yeah,
yeah.
it's funny. I've seen that playing in the dual club in Cratloe. I'm only playing football, but you get to see certain fellas who you'd expect them to be the exact same when they're playing football and hurling, but they're not. They're actually different styles of footballers. Or I think it's actually a good mark of their maybe their game intelligence or their IQ that they can play in different positions or totally different ways. I know they're different sports, but there are plenty of similarities as well.
Yeah, there is. Oh, there definitely is. I suppose, yeah, like in fairness, in the hurling, you're probably not doing as much high speed run as you would do in football, but they're very similar in different aspects. Obviously, it's changed slightly now with the rules and everything in football. There's obviously probably more running than there used to be, but I think they, to be honest, they correlate well with each other. So yeah.
Fergal, we caught up with Keith Ryan of Upper Church Drumbran a little earlier. I'm going to wish you the best of luck as well. I wish Keith the best of luck and
Thank you,
enjoy the
Tommy.
weekend. It's a huge occasion, and I'm sure it'll be a lot of fun as well for all the Tyrone followers and Mayo hurling fans as well. So all the best, and
Sure.
we'll catch
Thanks
up
a million,
soon.
Tommy. Thank you.
Take care.